Disc 11.
Be cautious with them, because they're very costly, he said. But don't be too cautious. They're still cheaper than an abortion. It's strange and very hard to explain, but the world looked different to me after Mizrage. Pumpkin, who hadn't yet had hers, now seemed inexperienced and childlike to me somehow, even though she was older. Mother and Auntie, as well as Hatsumomo and Mameha, had all been through it, of course, and I was probably much more aware than they were of having this peculiar thing in common with them. After Mizrage, an apprentice wears her hair in a new style, and with a red silk band at the base of the pincushion bun, rather than a patterned one. For a time, I was so aware of which apprentices had red hairbands and which had patterned ones that I scarcely seemed to notice anything else while walking along the street or in the hallways of the little school. I had a new respect for the ones who had been through Mizrage and felt much more worldly than the ones who hadn't. I'm sure all apprentices feel changed by the experience of Mizrage in much the same way I did, but for me, it wasn't just a matter of seeing the world differently. My day-to-day life changed as well, because of Mother's new view of me. She was the sort of person, I'm sure you realize, who noticed things only if they had price tags on them. When she walked down the street, her mind was probably working like an abacus. Oh, there's little Yukio, whose stupidity cost her poor older sister nearly 100 yen last year. And here comes Ichimitsu, who must be very pleased at the payments her new Donna is making. If Mother were to walk alongside the Shirakawa stream on a lovely spring day, when you could almost see beauty itself dripping into the water from the tendrils of the cherry trees, she probably wouldn't even notice any of it unless, I don't know, she had a plan to make money from selling the trees or some such thing. Before my Mizrage, I don't think it made any difference to Mother that Hatsumomo was causing trouble for me in Gion, but now that I had a high price tag on me, she put a stop to Hatsumomo's troublemaking without my even having to ask it of her. I don't know how she did it. Probably she just said, Hatsumomo, if your behavior causes problems for Sayori and costs this Okiya money, you'll be the one to pay it. Ever since my mother had grown ill, my life had certainly been difficult, but now for a time, things became remarkably uncomplicated. I won't say I never felt tired or disappointed. In fact, I felt tired much of the time. Life in Gion is hardly relaxing for the women who make a living there, but it was certainly a great relief to be freed from the threat of Hatsumomo. Inside the Okiya, too, life was almost pleasurable. As the adopted daughter, I ate when I wanted. I chose my kimono first instead of waiting for Pumpkin to choose hers, and the moment I'd made my choice, Auntie set to work sewing the seams to the proper width and basting the collar onto my underrobe before she'd touched even Hatsumomo's.